Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
Nearly two-thirds of Americans have cut back on restaurants and movies and fun night outs because of the whole, like, you know, recession thing. As a 40-year high inflation is causing widespread economic pain. According to this study, 65% said that they were spending less on concerts or other types of entertainment that's outside the house, while another 61% said that they were driving less. And because the average cost of a gallon is still above $4.50. So people out here are trying to cut where they can to try and add some money to the monthly budget.
Oh, yeah. I'm doing the same thing.
Okay, because that was a good question I was going to ask. Can you name one thing, maybe three things? Like, if money got tight, what are the first three things you think you could trim off to save budget?
Lawn.
What's lawn?
I pay to get my lawn service, so that's going.
But now you don't have, do you have, because this is something that one of my buddies said, if you don't have all of the lawn stuff.
I do. I have it. Not to do it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so there's that, our cleaner that comes to the house once a month, that's going. And then, I don't want to take away my nails.
Would that be an effect, though? Like, you know, because you pay pretty good for the nails.
Yes, I do. So probably I could never take away my hair because that's like will never go away because I have to keep up with that. But probably my nails.
888-429-0941. Just shoot me a note and let me know what you would get rid of on the budget. But, Davi, what would you get rid of?
Eating out, first and foremost.
That's on my list.
That's probably the top of my list.
How many times y'all eat out a week?
Not
always restaurant, but just bring something home or whatever, like outside of the house.
Me and my girl do, because we have kind of opposite schedules, so we do a lot of like fending for ourselves. I'll figure out my joint, you figure out yours. So for me, sometimes it's lunch and dinner.
Right.
You know, it could be a couple times a day. So that would be the first one. It's things I don't need, I just bought two GoPros yesterday. I don't really need them, but I kind of wanted them.
Okay, you out here shopping. Yeah. We will talk to you then. Apparently, you not experiencing a recession.
Yeah.
Like, I'm over here in slippers. Yeah. Like, you know, it's a hard day.
Uber Eats will be on the list.
Well, I mean, that's what I was thinking of, because, like, I don't cook, and my daughters, when they have to eat, every dinner is ordered in. Mm-hmm. So that's 2 to 3 times a week that I'm ordering for them. Even if I got my Eat Right meals, they still are ordering from anywhere.
Yeah.
And anything on a delivery service is $50 easy.
Yeah.
You know, when you got two people eating. So that would be probably it. I would probably learn how to make a couple of dishes and just, you know, kind of live off of that.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the extra, I would think the extras on cable. Because I got a bunch of channels that I look at maybe like one day out of the week
Showtime,
that I can scroll up or see the extra four HBO. ESPNs
yeah,
and all
ESPN
this other
food.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't need Deportes and all that other stuff. Like, I mean, come on. All right, so I would probably cut that back too. And honestly, I get lonely.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So I go to dinners with people.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and it ain't like a dating thing. It's more like, yo, I want to go eat. And so somebody will be like, yo, let's go. And so I'll pay,
uh-huh.
You know, because it might be a girl or something.
Yeah.
I ain't taking them heifers out to eat no more. If I came for, daddy, I go. Because that, you talk about an Ocean Prime trip.
Right. And it's not Mickey D's.
$200.
$300. Easy. Yeah. And, you know, it's a casual thing where somebody just got a meal. I ain't want to eat by myself.
I've been making Anthony go to the restaurant to go pick it up instead of ordering Uber Eats like for 3 weeks now.
I did that.
Yeah.
I did that the other day because Uber Eats been dropping off my food at the wrong place.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I just been going to pick it up myself from restaurants and not going through that app, but going to the restaurant site.
Yeah.
Because it is cheaper. So, I mean, everybody's looking at kind of how to save money because it's hitting us all.
You get it faster too.
You do. And it's fresher usually because there's not a million other stops, but you do save like $15 to $20 by not booking through
with
them.
The listing of folks that are having what they think they would be able to drop. Some people said driving is the big thing. I don't leave the house a lot now. Eating out, nails, and shopping is true.
Yep.
Amazon is my vice.
Mm. Yeah.
So not a lot of Amazon orders.
Someone said a gym membership.
Ah.
All right.
You got to hold on to that. You know, especially if you one of those like diehards. I mean, if you like me and you got extra fluff.
And sneakers, gym and sneakers.
Let's see, bourbon, but damn, that would suck.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So you got, you wouldn't give up wine. You didn't mention wine.
No. And you
didn't mention your, it's a medicine. Never mind.
Yeah, it's my medicine.
It's medicine.
Nah, that's
because medicine costs.
Yeah.
Like, if you look at it at a monthly budget.
Yep.
And you know, I mean, y'all know what we're talking about in medicine. You know, the medicinal costs a good $300 a month.
Oh, yeah. My God. That's $300 a month?
Am I lying?
I mean, you could run it up around there.
I take a trip like every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And I spend probably like $120.
Mm. Okay.
Like, you know, but I'm not like a, you know, a rager. Mm-hmm. But yeah. I know some guys that got a cloud that walk around them like Linus on the Charlie Brown.
Yeah.
They pay like $300 a month.
Yeah, but nobody mentioned that or texted that in.
I would.
Gym membership and sneakers just came in from two different people.
For me, one thing I could cut back on is tattoos. Because even though I still pay full price for every one of my tats, and I probably get a tat like, I don't know, twice a month or something like that. And that's...
Twice a month you're tattooing your body?
Yeah. He got. What's the number now? Because, I mean, you are addicted.
I mean, I'm probably like in the 50s or 60s.
Yeah, he gets one.
And
a lot
of those are like multiple sessions. You know, like I've got tats that are 4 or 5 sessions.
Yeah.
So
and you pay an each?
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, $500 or something like that.
You don't even need a business. You your own client.
I know. Yeah, don't get high on your own supply.
You mess around, stop. Business going down. Like, what the hell? They're like, our sales are trash. Right now. Dobby, stop getting ink.
The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.